Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome in. Final hour of the program here on a Tuesday night. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Dan Beyer is in for Jason Smith tonight.
He sounds sexy.
There you go. See, you got an endorsement from Smith.
I like it. I love it.
Short, sweet, to the point. Nicely done. Get a little early Tim McGraw references in while we're at it, too. Remember seeing him perform that when he was a young man.
And then again, when he was an older man
on the beach down in Huntington Beach here. Oh, such a beautiful show it was.
And now he's in some movie.
Yeah, he's showing up as part of the extended like Yellowstone world. Yeah, it's good. I mean, he's been in a few, right? I mean, he was in Friday Night Lights, amongst other things. So
sure.
Master Thespian, go back to The Blind Side and all those other things. I'm trying to think. Like he loves football. Like I remember when Faith Hill was going to do a performance during at the Super Bowl. Right, she was going to do the national anthem, and they were walking around Radio Row. We stood around talking about college football for 15 minutes while she was being interviewed. I think it was Chris Myers doing an interview with her for the network, and McGraw stood off to the side talking to us about football. It was great.
You guys are sitting there waiting all day for Sunday night, and for that interview to get over.
he's the pun master at Dan Beyer on Fox. He's got a million of them. There's no question about it. Dan, you're a man of many likes in the sporting universe. You love your Ohio State Buckeyes. You love your Seattle Seahawks and your Milwaukee Bucks, no question about it. But you are a golf man, if I've ever known one, of a guy who loves to watch, loves to play, loves to be around the sport. And so today, a significant day for the tour and for all of us watching greatness all these years as Tiger Woods has his first interview since his car accident. The 30-minute interview with Golf Digest, and we see this discussion and what comes out of it as the tour tries to figure out life without Tiger, right? Everybody, mm-hmm. You know, we've seen it in all these other sports, and you try to equate, all right, what's it like? Well, you've got team sports and the heroes emerge, but for golf, you know, you've had some runs and you've had some characters emerge, right? We saw The Match over Thanksgiving weekend, so more of that. But there's nothing like the dominance that Tiger Woods had for nearly two decades, and that captivated so many people, turned them to golf, and really exploded the economics of the sport as much as anything else.
Yeah, and there never will be. There will never be another Tiger Woods, and that's what is, I think, difficult for some people to come to grips with. But we are in the post-Tiger world, even though Tiger is still here and still going to try to attempt to play some. Like, it has arrived, and it's actually probably been here for the last 5 years, mm-hmm. even though he ended up coming back and then winning the 2019 Masters and being competitive. But the world of golf has, I think, been in the post-Tiger world for about the last 5 years, even though he did have those victories and did have that comeback. And now you find out over the last 48 hours, 24 hours of hearing more from Tiger after the accident, really the first time. As you mentioned, the Golf Digest interview that ended up dropping yesterday was the first that we've heard from Tiger. And then today he had his press availability at the Hero World Challenge, which is a tournament that he puts on at the end of the year. It used to be in Southern California, it used to be at Sherwood Country Club for many years over in Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks area. But now it's in the Bahamas. But Tiger was there and was asked a bunch of questions, Mike, and kind of reiterated some of the stuff that he told Golf Digest, really about his schedule. And there is going to be no more Tiger Woods full-time on the PGA Tour. Just says it's not going to happen. Also says doesn't know if he has the drive or if there would even be the ability for him to try to climb that mountaintop again. And today he elaborated on it a little bit more on Tuesday when he spoke with reporters, and just saying, like, there was a process to everything. Like, from him winning in the 2019 Masters and trying to come back from his injuries and what he was dealing with, there was being in contention, there was being in contention in a major, there was winning a tournament and then going on and winning a major. Like, those were all steps that were there for him and were goals for him to achieve as he was trying to come back from his back problems. But now, when you talk about how serious this leg injury is, it's, do you want to climb that mountain again? And Tiger Woods just doesn't sound like he wants to climb that mountain again. We'll see him on the PGA Tour again, and I think we'll see him in majors again. It's just, I don't think we're going to see the same Tiger Woods, or the Tiger Woods that I think a lot of people felt. Not a ceremonial golfer, you know, like just showing up and teeing it up and walking around. I think he will be very, very picky and picking and choosing in the places that he wants to play. But it's just, yeah, the days of Tiger are over. And I think even in these comments, they're pretty apparent that those days have gone by.
Let's take a listen to a little of Tiger Woods from his availability.
As far as playing at the tour level, I don't know when that's going to happen. Now, I'll play around here and there. I'm able to participate in the sport of golf. Now, to what level, I do not know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, look, any participation is certainly going to be a big deal given, you know, he's talking about near amputation and all of that, mm-hmm. coming out of the accident. And some are asking for more pressure on by interviewers to get more details and see if they can't get more divulged of exactly what all transpired that led to that accident. It's an area that I've traversed many times where that occurred. My daughter going to and from, you know, soccer workouts and such. So I know where the speeds can be a bit dangerous. And certainly if you were deciding to hit the accelerator, you can get up to some pretty good speed if you're there at the right time of day. But folks wondering why the police and everything. And that's, you know, a bigger picture issue and not, you know, germane to the topic we're taking it in. I mean, you can hit the local law enforcement for that.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, this is also like for the law enforcement side of things, this is also on the heels of the Kobe Bryant situation and where, sure, you know, where that department was being sued. And so now any law enforcement that is going to deal with a high profile athlete or celebrity, I think you're going to be very careful with the information that's given out. And honestly, if they aren't giving it out or it's not coming from them, it sure as heck isn't coming from Tiger Woods. So there is no way that Tiger was ever going to, you know, expound. And even today, of just saying like it's in the police report, they have said, and it wasn't in the police report, but that also then tells you that he has no interest in talking about it or what, you know, actually happened. Everybody will always wonder and everybody will want to know, but I just don't think that we're going to get those answers.
No, all speculation. It's the Vegas blackjack dealer approach.
Sure.
Hey, I got nothing here and I'm not giving you any more. And you know, maybe it's something that pops out in some tell-all some years down the line, but certainly not in the short term. But, you know, the idea of a full-time golfer, well, he hadn't been that for a while anyway. Mm-hmm. And I mean, right, picking and choosing tournaments and, you know, the advantageous courses and such had been part of the greatness and the frustration, sure, right? You know, no, it's the lesson we try to teach everybody in our lives when they ask for advice. Like when my kids, like, you got to pick your spots, right? Whether you're playing a sport, you're, you know, trying to figure out where, yeah, you know, if you're drawing straws more or less or getting to pick where you do a presentation. Right, you're going to have to do it. Do you want to go first, or do you want to get a bunch of folks that go in and maybe they're not very good, especially if you know most of your class can't present, and then all of a sudden you can come in like a rock star, even though it may be a subpar performance overall? Or do you go last, where maybe the teachers decided they don't care anymore? I don't know. There's a lot of strategies to things as you go, and apply that to your lives and your work and schooling as you need to. But, you know, for Tiger Woods, just having him around the game is, well, good for the game. Why? Because we're talking about the tour again, you know, sure, in terms of and remembering all the greatness, right? I watched the King Richard movie that they made, Will Smith, all the Oscar buzz and hype and all. And I came away with it going, I didn't really learn much. Good performance by Will Smith. Mm-hmm. Girls that played Serena and Venus, very good. I got to do some teachable moments with my daughter playing, you know, playing soccer, but also, you know, kind of giving her a glimpse. She knows the name. She knows, hey, they're great tennis players, but kind of putting it into numbers of wins and dollars and cents and all. But certainly don't come away with any, you know, grand revelation about, you know, Richard Williams. It was exactly, I think, almost everything that we'd been told in terms of how he dealt with things. And, you know, for Tiger Woods, now we've got the legend and the reality of a guy who's seen a lot and physically towards the back end of, you know, the active career that, and what, you know, whatever, however we're wanting to put that line of demarcation, Dan, that, you know, you started to watch the body break down. You started to see, you know, the changing of the swing and all those things to try to extend, to get one more round in. And we saw him in tournaments where he'd have a great first round, but by day three, there wasn't much left, right? And
yeah,
walking off into the parking lot, things of that nature where it's, you know, you want to remember the great, but, you know, you got to remember some of the, you know, Willie Mays in the 73 Mets uniform as well.
Yeah, sometimes it happened in round one as well, just to tell you on just on how his body just was, I don't want to say betraying him, but in a way it was betraying him, considering of what he had gone through his entire career. When he came back on tour and really tried to, this is over the last couple of years, like 2018, he ended up playing 18 events that year. That was about the number that he would play when he was in his prime, but there were also events, Mike, that he wouldn't normally play that all of a sudden Tiger committed to, and just to try to get that competitive feel, to try to ramp up, to try to get as much as he could could to get back to where he wanted to be. So he even altered his playing style a bit as he was trying to come back, because he was trying to get to that pinnacle. And that's also why, like, nobody foresaw the car accident, but when he won the 2019 Masters, there are people who are saying, all right, now he's going to win four more and end up beating Jack's number, you know, of majors of 18. And that just never was ever realistic. I mean, especially with the field of players that he was competing against, let alone on whether his body would be able to cooperate for 4 days in those major events. So the likely to end at 15. I don't think he's – I think that if Tiger does get back to playing, and he even said that right now, he can't even play the back tees. He says he's not even halfway to where he needs to be. But with Phil Mickelson winning a major at 50 years old, if Tiger sees progress, I think that would be something that he would continue to try to pursue to see if he could do it, if he could win one more major. And I think that those are going to be the majority of the tournaments that you would see him in. He's got a lifetime, you know, pass to play in the Masters until he, you know, doesn't want to play anymore. And the same thing with the Open Championship. And so I think you're going to see him in those events. But if the distance doesn't come back, and he's not going to have Tony Finau, Bryson DeChambeau distance, that's not Tiger's game anymore, not when you're in your mid-40s. But if he can't get up to a respectable distance, I think that's also going to be an issue on how he returns and how many times he plays.
I'll send the link out at Swollen Dome on Twitter. My favorite part was just describing watching tournaments with his son, Charlie. Watch him play. He's doing great. He has one bad hole, loses his temper. Temper carries over to another shot, and it compounds itself. And talking about the advice, well, you know, my ears are burning too for the few times that I've played golf. But the rest of that story is just fun, right? Learning experiences and advice from a guy who's been through it as. You know, you take those mentors along the way, and when your dad was the greatest at the game for a long, long time, probably want to listen. He's Dan Byer for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. This is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. Hey, we're brought to you by M-Drive. Hey, if you're driven to look, feel your best, time for M-Drive. I've had mine going on tonight. Hey, you want to lose some weight? Definitely. Got to lose the LBs. I got to look good for Super Bowl week, Dan. So try M-Drive Lean. Yes, protein powder formulated with clinically tested Muracil, a blood orange extract that helps you shed unwanted pounds. Pretty tasty. Good stuff. Visit mdrivefromn.com to get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Want to feel your best? Want to help losing weight? Well, you can go to mdrivefromn.com. Don't let age beat you. Nope, I'm reversing it. I'm Benjamin Button over here. Visit mdrivefromn.com. Coming up next, we get back into the college football playoff scenario. The latest rankings are up. Will I get my chaos? Dan Byer is going to try to talk me off the ledge next year on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Resisting the urge to sing along all the holiday music here on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh!
Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Dan Beyer in for Jason Smith tonight, having fun on a Tuesday. Coming up about 10 minutes from now, we'll do a little bit of fantasy football waiver wire as a tribute to our I Want Your Flex podcast that you can download wherever you get your audio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, etc. Podcast for this program goes up about an hour from now, well, a little less than. Grab it there, download it, give it 5 stars, subscribe. We'll love you forever. And as I'm able to and fit enough to do, we'll walk coast to coast and give you real and imagined hugs, depending on the circumstance and how big a crowd it is. You know, can't like crowds. I start wanting to box out, Dan.
I have a feeling that the episode of today's show, when it's podcast, is going to set records just from Smith listening to Buddy Boeheim wishing him a happy birthday and inviting him to a Syracuse game. I think he's just going to go and download it and listen to it over and over and over again, setting a new record for the show.
Do you think he's... starting to draw the little things like in a notebook, like, hey, Jason Smith and his buddy, his best friend, Buddy Boeheim.
There'll be a whole new plus BB.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole new open for the show and everything else when he comes back in. Yeah, it's it was one that early this in the show, we got Buddy Boeheim of the Syracuse Orange had a big game tonight. He and his brother combining for over 50 points in a double overtime win over Indiana. We did see Ohio State take down Duke. Man, we got some excitement here. Phoenix continues its winning streak with a win over Golden State. Devin Booker was still on the sidelines cheering, so at least for the moment, looks like they avoided any major catastrophe as related to the hamstring injury, and the Lakers got a win over Sacramento. Yay!
There is one point. I know Coach K is going to... get a lot of praise over this these next couple of months as it's his last season at Duke. But there's also a lot of people who aren't fans of Duke and aren't fans of Coach K just because of their success or maybe even other reasons. However, I will give them a break in something, and it's always, well, it's lately it's been this case, and Coach K brought it up a few years ago. We know, Mike, that teams will always get up for the Duke game. Like when Duke comes to town, they are going to be excited.
Absolutely.
And it's always the hottest ticket. And so I do feel for them that whenever they lose, the opposing team's fans rush the court.
Oh, I love it. And I love how annoyed he gets by it.
But it's and they don't lose a lot. However, if you lose three or four or five times in the regular season, and they're likely on road games, like, you're always having to navigate a rushed court. And I would say that probably gets a little bit old for him. Like, this doesn't happen, I think, with most schools. Maybe if you're the number one team in the country and you're Gonzaga and you go into a place and you upset and then they do it there. But with Duke, like, it doesn't matter if Duke's ranked 11th in the country. If you go and beat Duke and you do it in your own gym, you're likely going to rush the court. It's the one thing that I always think of. And did Ohio State fans have a reason to rush? Sure. It's number one team in the country. I don't blame them for that. But it just happens to Duke every single time because they're Duke.
Well, and that's why you just have a Cracker Jack security team around you to box out.
Right?
I mean, because you see that. Yeah. Those guys get into formation pretty fast as the clock goes to zero. There's the handshake with the coach and assume your position. Let's go.
Yep. You got to put the shield around Coach K and the staff.
It's like he's got a little Pope mobile made out of security guards.
That would be great. It just pulls up alongside the bench and he gets in and it drives off. Hopefully not running over any students who are running on
no,
the floor.
No, of course not. Of course not. You want to keep it nice, clean. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty that stop by to give him a piece of their mind. I mean, I had a guy that wanted to run me over as I was arriving to the studio tonight here in Southern California.
Oh, really?
He wanted me to run a light. I'm like, no, I know where the police are near the studio. That, and it's a weird intersection that if you go in after it, you know, you've hit the point where you shouldn't, and, you know, the light is turning yellow to red. Bad things have happened at that intersection many, many times. Not doing it. So he laid on the horn. I waved at him as diplomatically as I could. May or may not have had all of my digits extended. I'll leave it at that.
I'm guessing 20% of them were extended on one hand.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. All right, let's get back into it. The college football playoff, the new rankings come out, and really not a whole lot of surprise here, right? It's, at least as far as the teams go, maybe folks are surprised that Michigan jumps all the way as they did to number two. But we have Georgia, we have Michigan, we have Alabama, Cincinnati, and then Oklahoma State, followed by Notre Dame. And I always raise my hand on these kind of sequencing things, Dan, of saying if the door is open to make it a better, more profitable TV show, don't be surprised if things suddenly push that way. Now, we had Gary Barta talk about Notre Dame specifically and their case potentially of crashing the party and making the Final Four and bringing up the fact that, well, Brian Kelly leaving changes the equation. And then, I guess, to some degree, you can argue, should it? Like, well, yeah, you're not going to have the same head coach, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, we know what they've done, but you're also, if you were to bring them into the party, it's also about what they're able to do, and do you expect the same level of performance with him, you know, in a moving van to Louisiana?
You know where I took that statement from? I took that statement... Not that it's a knock on teams in general. I think it's specifically, I think it fits their narrative with Notre Dame. I think it's five schools for four spots. I think that's where we are. I don't think that Notre Dame is realistically a part of that. I know you may feel different, but I also feel that it was a twofold message, not only saying that it was just five schools for four spots, it's also a message because half of that college football playoff committee, Mike, are made up of athletic directors. and their athletic directors of schools that are trying to maybe protect their peers and saying, you know what, we don't want coaches leaving the timing in the timing spots that a Lincoln Riley did or a Brian Kelly did a week before what would be a possible conference championship game. And there are also conference officials in that room as well. And I think what that is saying is, do you really want to put it on the coach's shoulders to risk, you know, their team that they had been with, their spot in the college football playoff, to go and leave for another job? I mean, the Lincoln Riley conversation, I just think it's, I think it's much different if Oklahoma wins Bedlam. And I don't know if right. we're here, you know, at that point. And I think that Brian Kelly probably took the job knowing that it's five teams down for four spots and that Notre Dame probably isn't in that scenario. And I think that's kind of what I got from the Barta message was, look, Notre Dame's probably not going to make the playoff, but we'll be able to say this anyway. So when we keep them out, we'll point to that. But also, I'm sure it's the people in the committee who have interests if their coach would possibly leave a school and them trying to put the kibosh on that in future years.
Well, it's also, you know, the larger discussion of some kind of solidarity and better communication instead of every conference for themselves, for one. The other, just the timing and the schedule as the college calendar is, right, in terms of recruiting periods and everything else. Hell, it was something making the rounds today, right? Lincoln Riley was on the herd this morning on the network with Colin Cowherd and Joy Taylor. And then, well, Colin was asking to go recruiting with him in Southern California tonight. I don't know if he did, if he showed up going, hi. but just the idea that, all right, you immediately, you've left this school, season's still there, right? There's still some games to be played, bowl games to be played. And the way this schedule works, it's like, all right, I'm done. Time to recruit for the new school, right? Everybody was getting mad at Brian Kelly for the short meeting that he had. And the text message last night, it's like, it's unfortunate it got out before he was able to at least get everybody on a Zoom call like those Michigan kids did with the Buccaneers. See what I did there? That's a callback for you there, folks. But it's unfortunate, but what was he going to do? You can't talk to each of these guys because now you're recruiting those players if you're having individual conversations, right? And if you're Notre Dame, you're telling them to beat it.
This isn't a new scenario in college football. And you can be critical of Brian Kelly in whether the meeting, I had heard 11 minutes, then I had heard 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
You know, that it was down to 120 seconds.
Yeah, and then he just said, see you in hell, and turned around. I mean, I don't know.
That's if you want to be critical of that, that's fine. But the timing of this is nothing new in coaches and leaving in mm-hmm. certain spots and the timing of it. What would be a better time when all of the other coaches are landing a job and the early signing period is already passed and then you're going to leave that school? Like, is that a better time to do so? Like, I don't think so. I don't know when you want to do it. What do you want them to do after the spring game? Like, what is the good time to do it?
Well, that's just it, right? Do you have to change up where the early signing period is? Do you have, like, all of these things as they converge? In the end, the job is open. They offered him a giant Brinks truck full of cash. And anybody that's cursing him out, whether you're a former Notre Dame athlete, you went to the school, you're a donor, whatever, someone's offering you that kind of money, you're walking out the door too. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, how many people would walk across the street if it's all things being equal and it's just pick your percentage of a raise?
Yeah.
Yes, you need to navigate new people, but you're walking across the street.
Yes, yes. A lot of people would do what these coaches are doing, but they're just not in that position. And they honestly use the kids as like, how could you do it to these kids? Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not fair, but it's not new either, you know, and I hate to say like life's unfair. It is how you handle it. And I think that's the worst part about maybe the Brian Kelly scenario and how it went out and what happened with their meeting. But it is nothing new. And by the way, they are recruiting because Malachi Nelson, the one of the top quarterbacks in the class mm-hmm. of 2023, did decommit from Oklahoma on Sunday or when the news broke. And then all of a sudden announced today that, yeah, he'll be going to USC. So it is working. working. The OU Compliance Department, who, by the way, has their own Twitter page, which I found is amazing.
Oh, that's good.
Also put one of those eye emojis out because there could be some questions if maybe some assistance to Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, who may be going to USC, are maybe out recruiting right now when they aren't necessarily still under contract with Oklahoma. So that could be a whole other scenario that we see from this fallout.
Oh, no, there's all sorts of fun to it. I think once we just get to the numbers, people kind of lose their senses bring it back into your own line of work, right? And jobs that you've left. Did you leave in the middle of a project? Should you have? Right? Technically, mm-hmm. You did the same thing. You abandoned your teammates and left them holding the bag to finish things off, right? All other scenarios. Like, it happens in every other business. It just doesn't, you don't necessarily have $100 million coming to you.
Sure. The problem is when there's 18, 19, and I call them 20-year-old kids, even though they're sure. officially adults, that's when it comes into play, where it's a bit more of a different topic when you're telling them, I'm doing the same spiel that you hear all the time. You came into my living room and you said this, and now you're gone. It's the way it is. I don't know how it's going to change. It will never change. That's the way it's going to be. There is no good time to do it. At least now, some of these recruits who maybe haven't been able to go to a school and haven't signed their letter of intent now will have at least 2 weeks before that early signing period to maybe change their mind.
Yeah, I know there was a report of some Notre Dame players on a podcast just going, all right, he's gone. I came here for to go to Notre Dame
mm-hmm.
and to have Notre sure. Dame on my resume and to learn here and play here, not because it was Brian Kelly. Now, did he help the matters at the time? Sure, of course he did.
Sure.
But the reality is it was the school, and in a lot of cases, the outlier athletes, because they're all exceptional, but let's call it what it is. Some are the exceptional that are going to go make crazy bank and thrill us on Sundays, and some are not.
Yes. And I would also say that I don't know if every player is mad that maybe their coach left early. Because not every player was getting the amount of playing time that they probably wanted to have.
Sure.
So there may actually be guys in the room being like, really? He's gone? Awesome. Maybe my position coach takes over. Or there's somebody where I could get more minutes or more snaps. There's also that side of the equation.
All right. Coming up next, after we hear from Steve DeSager, we're going to close out the night. Little fantasy waivers. And then you and I, there was the story of Brian Kelly that was circulating that I think our nationwide audience would appreciate. I don't know that there's really an assessment to it, but it's got a couple of names attached to it that you would know, and it's funny or sad, depending on how you want to look at it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, there's a classic you don't hear every day. Welcome in the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here at Fox Sports Radio. Ben Maller coming up about 10 minutes from now across this great Fox Sports Radio network. Dan Beyer in for Jason Smith tonight. We have had a blast. Thanks for sitting in, Dan. A lot of laughs, some great information. We played the feud. We lost. But we got to talk
good
about
showing,
all
though.
Sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, got to chat with Buddy Boeheim, John Morosi, and again, yeah, the appearance of the feud was pretty good. Got 7 out of 9. So the last two were going to be tough anyway. And in fact, the ones that you struck out on, I think were 10 and 11. So they were just off the board of the top 9 answers.
So close. We just started guessing all the rest of the Big Ten teams that would get propped up for half a season at a time. All right, so the Fantasy Waiver Wire, it's part of what we do on the I Want Your Flex podcast. Go and download that wherever you get your audio. For week 13 in the National Football League, a lot of lists as we go through, certainly, Dan. But we hit a couple of guys that are must-haves that had been bounced to the waiver wire after, well, the guys that were supposed to be back in their spots returned to action. One of those, the aforementioned Chuba Hubbard, certainly. Alexander Mattison becomes a big deal. I don't think the guy should have been available in as many leagues as when we started doing the research and seeing that more than half of leagues had him hanging out on the waiver wire, which makes no sense.
You get guys who don't pay attention anymore, so they maybe aren't as active, and so then maybe the better teams just have, you know, maybe their rosters are too good. But I think sometimes that happens. There are guys that end up falling through the cracks. Van Jefferson, a guy I know is only available in about 60% of leagues, he was still available. So only owned in about 40% of leagues. And he's now, in my mind, the clear number two to Cooper Kupp with the Robert Woods injury, despite Odell Beckham Jr.'s big touchdown. I still think there's a lot of value with Van Jefferson for the Rams.
You got Matt Breida now in Buffalo. How much you want to delve into that running back situation? Still Singletary, a little bit of Zach Moss now and again, but he was a healthy scratch this past week. So maybe Matt Breida takes on a bigger workload. Ken Kendrick Bourne was only on 25% of rosters ahead of this past weekend's two-touchdown performance and all the Bermanisms you could possibly come up with. And I'm really glad that Smith didn't hear that come out of my mouth, because I would have never been able to say another word before things finished. But, you know, the one guy that's interesting, and we'll be hearing about him for the next 24 hours with the plantar fascia, is Taysom Hill, as to whether he takes the starting job for the Saints, because it really has the trickle-down effect if Ingram and or Kamara are healthy, limits their ceiling.
The Kamara situation is the one that can be most affected. I know a lot of people picked up Mark Ingram, but realistically, when you look at what Taysom Hill did last year in the lineup, and you look at Alvin Kamara's numbers, Kamara's the one that really took the hit on it. So if his foot isn't good enough, and Sean Payton has alluded to that, Mike, that when they asked him about Taysom Hill's status, says that he wasn't healthy enough to play the quarterback position, that would actually be a bit of a boom for Alvin Kamara if Taysom Hill isn't able to play quarterback, because goal line touches, just even runs inside the 10-yard line, even just dump-offs, I think, are better suited for Alvin Kamara if Trevor Siemian was under center.
There you go. The I Want Your Flex podcast is up. Go download it, give it 5 stars, and disseminate to your friends and family. Quickly, from Rob Domofsky, this goes back to 2019, a report that Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh, when they're at Central Michigan with Brian Kelly, you know, they were the grad assistants, they were invited to an event. And it turns out that they were there to shovel snow and park cars instead of being part of the event. And they decided, we'll never treat people like Brian Kelly treated
us. Oh, man. So fitting. So awful.
There you go. Putting a button on things. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.